The Sheldon Jackson campus is buzzing with activity. On the front lawn, participants hurl spears at an elk target using the Xi'an, or Tlingit spear throwing board.
You want to make sure that these two little fingers on your hand hold on to the board, and then usually people use their thumb and middle finger to kind of pinch the dart.
Okay.
And just like archery, the release is critical for the accuracy of the dart.
Inside, master weavers and aspiring artists' fingers spider across Chilcat and Raven's Tail style works.
I'm weaving again.
Liana Wallace is in the group, sitting in a large, windowed foyer. Abundant natural light illuminates a welcoming smile and her work.
Oh, I'm from Juneau. I'm Ok Kwan. That is from the Big Dipper House.
Wallace says she hasn't woven in some time.
I've been inspired by my sisters, who are all weaving in honor of our teacher.
The late master weaver and multidisciplinary artist, Clarissa Rizal.
And so I am working with Lily, her daughter, and I'm working with Irene, her sister. And yes, it makes it more powerful to begin again.
Elsewhere on campus, scholars and experts present with titles like Tlingit Russian Interpreters Before and After 1867, Misconceptions About Alaska Natives, and The Seward Pole, Indigenous Claims in Alaska's Sesquicentennial. Jerry Hope is the conference's executive director.
I am Siknuk Adi from Wrangell.
He says that he and the organizing committee decided to schedule this year's symposium now, just before Alaska Day. For Hope, it's been a long time coming.
Well, as a child growing up here, born and raised, who doesn't like a parade? Parades encourage fun and happiness, and that's hard to resist. As I got older into my young adulthood is when I started hearing some of the frustrations, some of the anger, and some of the resentment.
I have had for quite some time, negative feelings about the holiday.
Kasank Andrew C. Williams is among the conference presenters.
It's associated to the defeat of our people in this area. It's associated to an idea that it's okay to take control of somebody else's stuff as long as you have the latest technology to stomp them down and control over the history of those people.
Executive Director Jerry Hope has ideas for how healing for Williams' negative feelings for the holiday might begin.
If I were to see a vision, it would be a number of things. One is acknowledgments from the dominant society that wrongs were committed against the First People. Another outcome that I'd like to see is a healthy dialogue of how we proceed from that. It doesn't have to be demands. It doesn't have to be any necessarily big news events that are conflict-based. As long as it's constructive and safe and health-based.
That fits with this year's conference theme, Our History, We Are Healing Ourselves. Reporting from Sitka, I'm Scott Burton.